Welcome to Career Tools. This week, effective use of instant messaging, part one. The questions this class answers are, is there a more effective way to use instant messaging? Why do I need to learn how to use instant messaging? And who sets the expectations around instant messaging?
Imagine walking into your next job interview armed with insider knowledge and unbeatable confidence. That's what we've got to offer. With our interviewing series, you'll dive deep into the critical aspects of interviewing. Learn what to wear, how to handle tricky questions, and even how to close an interview effectively. Our resources are meticulously crafted, ensuring you make the best first impression. David told us he interviewed several times a while back without much success. When he used the interview series, he aced his interview. It was fabulous, and he just received a wow offer for more than 35% the compensation he was expecting. You can be in David's position as well. It's more than preparation. It's about mastering the art of interviewing. Take the first step toward your dream job with Manager Tools. You can find us online at manager-tools.com. Under products, look for the interviewing series.
Like email and a lot of the other systems we use at work, many of us were never taught to use instant messages. In fact, if you're old enough, like me, instant messenger didn't exist when you went to work because not at email and barely computers. If you remember, I looked up over Christmas, not Christmas, Thanksgiving break, I was looking at something and it suddenly reminded me of WordStar, which Amanda won't remember and probably 90% of the audience won't remember.
I do not know what that is.
But if you remember it, you probably have a fond moment for you. So all of us that remember have a fond moment for WordStar. Anyway.
I do, though, remember when instant messaging started to come out. So yeah. I'm not.
Okay. So you're not that old. Right? Instant Messenger is what we're using as a global term for things like Slack and Google Chat, Teams Chat, Chat, instant message, anything that's the kind of built-in system within any of the systems that you work in. If you use Jira or ClickUp or Monday, they all have, all the work management systems have this kind of chat system built into them that's like text messaging, but within the system. It's supposed to be synchronous. It's supposed to be quick. It's supposed to be not complete conversation. It's supposed to be conversational rather than, you know, complete sentences and paragraphs like email is. So any of those is what we're sort of covering. We might say Slack because that's what we use here at Manager Tools, but we're going to use instant messaging as kind of the broad term to describe any of the ones that you might be using. And what happens is we kind of learn the unspoken rules in our teams as we go along. We join a team, we do some things, we watch what other people are doing, and we kind of learn what other people are doing, what's good, what's bad, what's frowned upon in our own team. And those norms really vary significantly between teams. My brother and I were talking about this on the holidays in the summer, and his team and my team are poles apart on what our norms are. He said, there's no way that would fly on my team. The team he manages, he's like, I wouldn't let my people do that. So what's normal on your team might be completely different to what's normal on our team. But what we're going to start with is a sort of general overview of, if you don't have any norms, this is a general overview of some of the things that you need to be thinking about. If you're a manager and you need to set some norms, if you've never ever discussed this and it just sort of organically happened and maybe instant messaging isn't working well in your team, these are the areas that you need to think about. If you've just joined a team, these are the sort of things to watch out for. How are people doing these things? And these are the areas of instant messaging where there could be a norm that you want to look out for.
All right. So our outline today and what we're going to cover is, first, have written rules. Then keep messages short and to the point. Use channels and direct messages. Set expectations for response times, and set expectations for acknowledgement, and lastly, set expectations around content.
So what we want to do is maximize instant messaging in terms of its effectiveness it's there for a purpose. It has a purpose that's different from face-to-face conversations or email or a phone call or video. And we want to understand what that purpose is and then maximize its effectiveness and use it at the right times so that we get the most out of it. And having written rules might seem like overkill, but if you've ever moved to a new team and realized that they use their instant messaging completely differently to the team you've just left, you probably realize why this is necessary, at least at a very high level. We're not talking micromanaging every message. We're just talking at a super high level, what goes where kind of rules.
And Wendy, I absolutely had this happen when I came to manager tools, coming from a team that we did not utilize instant messaging. We had GChat, mm-hmm. but it was more just for, I would say, socializing, but it wasn't utilized in an actual organized or work capacity. And then coming to manager tools where it's very much more organized and clear and user-friendly, but it was so helpful to be able to have those organized side conversations about certain aspects that we have in our Slack channels. It was amazing to have this, but I definitely had the going from not utilizing it to really being able to utilize it and being very helpful. So we're not talking about details about how to write the message itself or who to send it to, when to send it, or what to include. Although for important messages, you might want to have rules like that. Today, we're talking about high-level things, like what kind of messages go in which channel, how you use the statuses, how we use the attachments, and what the expectations are around those response times.
And if you're the most junior person in the team, even though you're probably the person who understands the technology the best and the person who uses it most flexibly, you don't want to be the person that writes a list of rules and then starts enforcing them, because that's not going to go down well. You never want to be the most junior person in the team and then trying to enforce things going upward. It just doesn't work. You're unlikely to be successful. So we're going to give you a couple of things that you may be successful with. And the first is write down or make a note somewhere, however you want to, of the unwritten rules that you observe. And you can share that with the newcomers to the team when you're not the most junior person, to help people in acclimatizing to the team's communication norms. So in some teams, it's okay to write jokes or GIFs or put memes in certain channels. In some teams, none of those things are allowed in any channels or they're frowned upon in all of the channels. Knowing which channels you can and can't put those things in is a good thing for a newcomer to know, so they don't embarrass themselves, right? And so
yeah,
having that...
giving them a little cheat sheet.
Exactly, right?
Very helpful.
You know, the manager is likely to say, this channel is for this project, but they're not going to say to them, don't you ever put a meme in there because I'm going to, you know, send you a message that says, don't do that, right? But as a junior person, their buddy, you can say, hey, I'm going to tell you, don't memes, don't go in there. Right? It's just, it's a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing you can put is you can put these insights into your Delta file. We have a podcast called The Delta File, and it's a repository of all of the changes that you would make when you become a manager or when you get some more power, when you have control over the instant messages channels. You can use that list that you've compiled of how I would do things differently to make your own rules. And you can use it to how I would do things differently, or you can use it to be, you know, the things I've seen be effective and the things I've seen that don't work.
Yeah, I love that. And then second, do the same with less technically able or interested members of your team, especially when there are system updates or other changes they could take advantage of. Essentially, giving insight to those that have been there a while but don't keep up with the technology. Some of us, I know, will find this shocking, but not everyone reads the notes that come with the system updates to find out what has changed and how they can best use these changes. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm that person. And sometimes I find out a little too late about the changes. Zoom made one where if you raise your hand, balloons come down. Mm-hmm. I have yet to figure out how to turn that off. And I was very embarrassed when I was presenting the other day. So I'm going to start reading the changes more, and or hopefully someone on the team will give me some more insight. So there's that. And some people are not interested. Some are sure they won't understand, even if they do read them, and some are just too busy. You can be the one who gives everyone the too long didn't read, or the TLDR, of an update. And at the same time, encourage the team to use the system in a way that's advantageous to efficiency and effectiveness. Give them the helpful hints that you noticed ahead of time. Even if you think they might have read it, just throw it out there like, hey, this is a new change that they came up with that could really help us out. Throw it out there.
A screenshot with arrows and press this for this is super helpful. Hey, I noticed this. Or if this is really annoying, you like it annoyed me, this is what you do. It's really helpful in an environment where not everybody has the time or the energy or the technical, even technical ability is overblown, but just the understanding of how systems work to find that out for themselves.
And just so everyone knows, Wendy is that person for me. Wendy sends me those helpful emails all the time and I love them. So thank you.
Yeah. And for managers, these rules that you set don't need to be long and complicated. We are going to what we're recommending here can fit on the back of an index card. We're not talking about pages and pages of documentation. We're talking about 5 rules, max.
And you can delegate the whole or the parts of this task to someone in your team, of course. When delegating or performing the task yourself, bear in mind that the guidelines must be established in a manner that strikes a balance between efficiency and effectiveness. So back to keeping it a shorter list, not pages and pages, right? The rules, which are nitpicky and overly enforced, or at the other end of the spectrum, a lackadaisical free-for-all, will both get in the way of effectiveness. So you don't want to be at either end of the extremes with the rules or the expectations that you set for your communication. You want just enough rules that will optimize both efficiency and effectiveness. You can actually pin these rules within a message on your instant message system so that they're always there and to be referred to. You can set a reminder to update them every 3 months so that they're always up to date with the system updates as your team changes. It's a kind of a living document, dare I say, very short, quick, that everyone has access to. You can make changes as you see necessary, but people can refer to.
And as that system, you know, when they make an update and you start using some new feature that appears, then you can change that document. If it's in the system, if it's in within the IM system and it's a pinned message, it's really easy to just go in and change it rather than in some other system where you have to go to get documentation. Just makes it harder.
Yeah.
To all of our European clients, we will be in theater the week of February 19th in Frankfurt with our public conference. And this is the opportune time to coordinate your client organizational training needs since most of the travel costs will get absorbed by the public conference. In other words, you'll save a bunch of money. So contact Maggie. Her email address is maggie@manager-tools.com. To discuss how we can come on site and deliver the effective manager, effective communicator, or effective hiring manager to your team. We could take up to 30 people at a time, and it's far more cost-effective for us to come directly to you. So send us an email, and we'll come visit you while we're in Europe.
Okay, so we'll start with the rules. So the first one is keep messages short and to the point. So the point of instant messenger or having this kind of system is for synchronous transmission of short, urgent messages, or clarification of simple points. So synchronous means at the same time. So a conversation is synchronous in that two people are having a dialogue at the same time. You can't have a conversation, what you would call a conversation, if the two people are in different time periods, right? I can't have a conversation with someone who left the house because they're somewhere else. You have to have two people together at the same time. An asynchronous conversation is like email, because I can have my part of the conversation and then somebody can reply from somewhere else at a different time. So the idea of instant messenger is it is happening at the same time. So I'm essentially waiting for the reply just like I would in a conversation. It's not quite as quick, but it's supposed to be that quick.
Yeah, more of an not an immediate reply, but a very quick response time back and forth. Yeah.
So it's for messages like quick project status updates, like the client approved the design, proceed with implementation, or coordinating meeting time. So can we meet at 3 p.m. tomorrow in the conference room?
Asking for immediate assistance, like I'm stuck on this coding problem. Can you help me? Or confirming appointments. Just confirming our lunch meeting for Friday at noon.
Or sharing brief announcements. So don't forget team meeting at 10 a.m. in the boardroom. Or requesting file or document access. Can you grant me access to the presentation file?
Then there's notifying about technical issues. The server is down. IT is working on it. And seeking quick approvals. Please approve the budget proposal attached.
And again, we recognize that corporate and division and team cultures vary significantly. And that's why we're talking about the importance of understanding the unwritten rules, especially when there are no formal guidelines in place. So if it were us, this is what we would recommend thinking about when you're sending messages. Those messages are very short and very quick. And probably some of the messages you send on Instant Messenger are longer. So this is how long we think they should go.
There should be a 3-message limit. If a conversation extends beyond 3 messages back and forth, consider switching to a phone call or a video call. This helps prevent miscommunication and fosters a more efficient exchange of ideas. If you know it's going to be a long back and forth, make that phone call, set up that meeting over Zoom, have that conversation.
Or even if it starts and you think it's going to be a conversation, like you think, oh, it's going to be an easy yes, no, and you get something back that makes it clearly it's not going to be a yes, no, then the next message should be, shall we talk? As on Slack, it says, shall we huddle? It makes a voice or a video call within Slack. So you can jump to having a voice or a video call. You can jump to you could jump to Zoom or some other video medium. But if it's going to be back and forth a lot, then just all of that typing and the fact that typing and writing out a message is not as efficient as talking, just you will be more efficient if you jump to a conversation.
Yeah. Save yourself that time.
Yeah. If it's more than 2 paragraphs, an email is better. Email allows for a structured, detailed discussion, and it keeps the conversation documented in a way that Instant Messenger doesn't. That's not true. Instant Messenger does have history, but it's harder to search through. It's harder to find out what people said. There's less of a string in the way that there is in email. So if you start typing paragraphs, that's really not what Instant Messenger is for. And you've chosen the wrong medium, as it were. So email is better if it's long paragraphs.
Yeah. And there's a 4-paragraph limit. For discussions involving more than 4 paragraphs and 3 participants, consider scheduling a meeting. Face-to-face or virtual meetings enable in-depth conversations, collaboration, and engagement that can't be achieved through written communication alone.
We're giving you what might seem like rigid rules, but we don't mean them as rigid rules. If you have 2 paragraphs on an Instant Messenger, we wouldn't say you're doing it wrong. We're saying, are you sure that's the most efficient way to do this? And we're trying to give you guidelines to help you streamline your communication and make sure that you're using the right medium for the right kind of message. We're just encouraging you to think about the effectiveness of the medium that you're using for the message you're sending. And it's really common for people to rely heavily on written communication. Mark wrote about this in Things I Think the morning that we are recording this. So if you don't know what Things We Think is, it's the email that Mark, Kate, and Sarah send out to all of the licensees. If you have a personal license to Manager Tools, and they send out this message email about things they've seen in the management world from presenting and things they've read. And Mark and Kate and Sarah were talking about the fact that people rely on written communication because it means you don't have to watch someone's facial expressions and wait for them to form a response, and it means you can compose your message and you don't get all of those ums and ahs and going back on what you said. You can make it perfect. And that's all true, but you lose something in written communication. So we rely on written communication, and IM is one of those things where you're like, oh, I can write it, and then I can correct it, and then I can write it again. And that's all true, but it's imperfect in the fact that you're not building a relationship. There's no building relationships in written communication, in my opinion. And also, it takes longer if you're having a back and forth that's written. You know, yeah. You might as well talk to each other. The longer you write back and forth, the more likely it should be some kind of verbal conversation.
Yeah, you absolutely lose a little bit of that conversational piece in the Slack, because you also can't hear that intonation in people's voices and or where they're actually coming from that you can get when it's verbal, because you can't know when I'm confused over Slack, which is a lot of the time, Wendy. But when we have our phone calls, you're like, oh yeah, nope, I can see it on your face.
Yes. So. Exactly. And you lose all those moments of when you pick up the phone to someone, you say, hey, how was your weekend? Hey, how's the dog? How's the children? How's, you know, those moments don't happen in written communication. We go straight to the point and we never have those moments of human connection. And you lose everything of being human if you never have those moments.
Yeah.
I saw a recent survey that said that people who are working remotely are really engaged with their teams because they talk to people on their teams regularly and they have those conversations about their dog and their children and so on, but they feel disconnected from the company as a whole and the company's mission because they're never seeing the company. Like, it's different from when they used to walk into the building every day and see the company as a whole and what the company did and what it stood for from all those, you know, things that were plaques on the wall and those kind of things. And I think that's part of it, is because they don't have that conversation with the company anymore. They feel less engaged. And if all you ever do is write, you will never feel engaged in the same way.
Yeah.
Even when you think written is more effective, some of the time, have a conversation, which is not what this cast is about, but I just went off on a tangent. And we've given you a whole...
a good tangent.
Yeah, we've given you a whole lot to think about. We're going to pick up with the other rules for next week, and they're shorter and more concise. And we'll finish off next week with a lot more specifics, so that you can be most efficient when you are using Instant Messenger. Thanks, Amanda.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.